Item number 10, please.
From the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation and Culture, an informational report regarding the Lake Park performance structure. This item is also informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee. Okay.
Mary, how are you? Good, good, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're set to roll.
We're ready for you. Sorry for the delay. Sit down. Comfortable.
Mr. Haley.
Good morning. Kevin Haley with the Parks Department. I'm joined today with two of our great friends from the Lake Park Friends, Mary Ritchie and Sandra Wiegand. About 2 years ago, we were in front of this body with a resolution. Let me take a step back. Our Lake Park Friends have been very ambitious in terms of fundraising, coming up with great, meaningful projects to put in the park to help enhance it for everyone's use. We've been working with them. We came in about 2 years ago to advise this body that we had two large projects in the works. One was the Waterfall Ravine, which was very successful, very well received in the park. The other was this replacement performance shelter. They have a Musical Mondays event in the fall and summer, and basically they're working off a small little plywood and 2x4 stage. They have had the vision to come up with something very creative in the lines of a permanent performance facility that will be a great amenity to the park. And I guess the reason we're here is the resolution that we brought before you to seek authorization for the county to accept all of these generous gifts. The whereas clause said that we would come back and show you exactly what we were proposing to build before we did it. So we're here today to just run you through and show you exactly what it is we're proposing to add to the park very soon.
These large drawings are for another project. That's not our project. The small handout that came to you first is for the pavilion. Yeah.
With the photos attached.
Yes.
Okay.
So the first photo shows the current stage. The second photo kind of shows in relation to the little red house and the playground. This is located at the east end of Locust Street.
Well, we have been working on this for a couple of years. We've had lots of community members look at it. We've had two community meetings where people came and approved of the site, and we had another meeting where people came and looked at this rendering, and we had really pretty unanimous support for this proposal.
It's much needed. I was not in attendance last night. My wife and I expected to get up to Musical Mondays. It's just, for those who haven't been here, it's a terrific series of musical programs. We also have wonderful Wednesdays. We wouldn't want to overlook that. So this is serving a series of events that are very central to the community in and about Lake Park. Are there questions by committee members?
You can see the gist of Musical Mondays is on the cover sheet there. We've been really working this through so that we can get the project started as soon as this season ends so that we'd be ready for next season. You can see I've prepared a preliminary schedule. Our donor has pledged to release the funds, so the check is in the mail. Our architect, civil engineer, structural engineer are rolling, and we're really excited to get this in the ground.
And it's my impression the donor chooses to remain anonymous in this matter.
The donor is the Wind River Foundation in memory of Dick Burke.
In memory of Dick Burke.
Of the Trek.
Good Trek bicyclist for those of you. Supervisor Jersey.
I almost hate to say this because this is a wonderful friends group. This is a beautiful project. I have absolutely no criticism of it. It's just I'm very concerned about our management staff and their ability to continue to provide projects supervision and so on. There's so much that has to be done throughout the parks. I mean, I've got FEMA funds to get 7 bridges done, and you know, we are doing so many projects at Lake Park, and bless you for doing it. I'm not criticizing that. But, you know, we only have so much ability to do things management-wise. And we continue to concentrate on Lake Park. And I'm getting very concerned about the rest of the system in terms of getting management staff attention to it. So if I could just make that statement, if Director Black would like to respond, that would be fine. Thank you.
Director Black, it does seem to me that that we treat all proposals that are forthcoming from friends groups with equal attention. With that said, you might want to elaborate.
On a lighter note, when everybody says, what's my favorite park, I say whichever one I'm in. You know, I care for the entire system, as does the staff. I know that we had some challenges and we had some retirements in our planning staff. If you look at that, we brought on Dave Birch and obviously Kevin Haley. Mike Rapp has retired. Jim Sias. I mean, everybody, but we've shored up that group. If you remember when we were inundated with MMSD projects, they gave us 2 staff. I don't think you were here yet. They paid for those staff because we knew that MMSD was going to take up so much of our planning time. There are other projects that have come before us with other groups that want to partner that we have told them that they have to pay for a planning person to come on board with us because we have recognized this before you brought that up. Tom Blotz, who has retired from the DNR, is now part of our staff, which is absolutely wonderful. So I think that we've shored up that, I mean, I could use more staff down there because we do have a considerable amount of projects. But if you looked across the board, and I'll get you a list, I don't think there's any area of the county that's being, I mean, there is maintenance and things that need to be done, but it's by no means that certain parks get certain more, that they don't get more projects. That I apologize that you feel that way. I will say, though, that the Friends of Lake Park are just, they're organized, and if they are going to raise the money, we want to work with them. So I appreciate your concern. And and I will say, she is correct on those FEMA projects. We have FEMA projects out there right now that it's taken a long time administratively to get things through and set up those accounts in order to address what happened a year ago. I completely concur, and I am just as frustrated.
Other questions or comments?
I would love to steal a friends group like that and take you down to Southside. I don't want to criticize the friends groups because I know they've done tremendous work. And you know, maybe the answer is we need to make sure that Director Black gets more staff.
Supervisor Administrator.
Thank you. I just want to make sure I'm looking at the right thing, because like other than the handouts, on the attachment for those of us who are online here, that's what it's going to look like, is with the, it has the roof and everything, because I didn't see that.
It's up there. Well, I think you're
looking. Oh, okay. You know what that is?
You have to look at the small thing.
That's exactly what's on our attachment. Okay, because I was a little confused. Yeah, that's what we're looking at too. Okay, and that is the $100,000. I just want to make sure I got this right.
Yes.
And that does, Mr. Haley, cover everything then?
Yes, we've worked on this for over 2 years. We think we've built something that's going to be very durable and usable and functional, and the friends feel they have the money to move forward with construction.
Okay, and then the last thing is, I guess I just want I'll comment on the next item when it comes up, but I want to use this item, Mr. Chairman, if you'll allow me, to show that this is a little bit different, where we're getting a total donation, which we really appreciate because that's a lot of money, and it improves our infrastructure for everyone to enjoy. And I just I appreciate that it's not that, for example, with the item in Cathedral Square, you know, I think that this is different, that you're entrusting us, I should say, too, with this investment, and know that the county and Milwaukee County Parks will be a good steward of those funds. So I really appreciate that. And I guess how I look at it is an investment anywhere in the system serves the whole system. So, but I do always kind of preface that with, like I said earlier with the gentleman from the Franklin League, is that I want to make sure that all the way in Bayview, if you don't mind us coming and hanging out for a concert, that we know about it too. So just so we can make sure that we market it all around the county for everyone to enjoy. But thank you so much for this gift.
Certainly open to all. And I wouldn't want to take miss the opportunity to say again, in terms of addressing Supervisor Drizek's concerns, that the public, in its majority, 52% of us, said please to the state, please tax us, provided that money is spent for parks and transportation. We have a failing transit system, and our park system is only alive because of the incredible efforts of our park staff with very limited resources. The proposition that was passed in November of 2008 is still on the table. We are still actively requesting that the state grant us the authority to levy half-cent sales tax for our parks department. That would provide the resources that are necessary to do all of the things that so many of us feel need done. But when the public expresses itself in its majority and is ignored by the state legislature, something is amiss in representative government, I'm afraid. That's the editorial for today. This item is informational. If there are no further questions, thank you so much for
your comments. We're looking at using the highest quality materials. This is a concrete stage on a foundation. The structure will be a timber frame, like a barn structure, and it'll be pegged. It won't be nailed. It won't be big fasteners, you'll see. So, and we were really trying to respect the fact that the ravine is behind there, the trees are beautiful, and that when we sit there and look at the performers, that we see the nature, and we see the sun go over, and we see the dragonflies. We're not trying to cover this up.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a shelter that many people can use just besides musical money. I know you're already looking at weddings and all kinds of activities.
It's very thoughtfully designed.
It's beautiful.
Well, thank you so much for all of your efforts.
Thank you.
Phil Schultz, your organization's president, if you would.